We got a caller on hold here, and James in Oklahoma is asking about if we know where Planet X is. Well, is James there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, James.
Yes, I was wondering, you know, about Planet X, if you knew anything or something new or what.
Well, it's a topic that periodically comes up, and I've addressed it publicly dozens and dozens of times the past 10 years. It's visible in the, you can see it in the visible light spectrum, I should say, only about 1 month a year. I think that month is late spring, around April or May, or May or June. And even then, you only can see it from the southern hemisphere if you know where to look. Otherwise, it's only visible in the infrared light spectrum with specialized equipment. NASA knows where it is. They've been tracking it since 1979, and they're not sharing, James. So okay. I can't answer your question specifically.
Okay.
My personal belief, however, is that we're already feeling the effects. The planet is heating up from the inside. It's got nothing to do with your pickup truck emissions, James, or cow flatulence, like they would like us to believe, or using the wrong light bulbs. But the planet is heating up. That's evidenced by the melting ice in Greenland, which is melting from the bottom, melting ice in the Antarctic, which is melting from the bottom, and, of course, the dilution of the oceans with fresh water, which has caused the Gulf Stream to stop. Dr. Deagle, myself, and Ann, we interviewed Dr. Zangari right here on this show on a Friday afternoon, two Fridays, and these are archived in Genesis, so you can look at, you can listen, James and everybody else. The last two Fridays of July 2010, the third hour, you can listen to Dr. Deagle, okay, myself, and Ann with Dr. Zangari, Dr. Zangari describing the Gulf Stream having stopped. So here's my advice, James. Don't get caught up in searching for Planet X. I did that 10 years ago. It didn't go anywhere. Yep. You need to understand two things. First of all, we're already feeling the effects with the Gulf Stream having stopped and no longer regulating the jet stream. Ann talks frequently about how the jet stream is doing bizarre, crazy stuff. We're already living the effects of the 10th planet right now on August 22nd, 2014. So just be aware that it's out there, that it's affecting us right now, and make your preparations accordingly. That's my advice.
Okay, another one. I heard Tim Spencer, I think of that guy, he said he lived in Oklahoma for 27 years and never felt an earthquake.
All right, well, Oklahoma was always seismically neutral up until, what, 8 or 10 years ago?
Nope. Well, we'd had earthquakes. We're in the earthquake capital of earthquakes, and it happens, they're only like a one or two or something like that. You really don't feel
right.
I've been in an earthquake in Oklahoma. It sounded like he was in a windstorm.
James, tell me, is it fairly recently that earthquakes in Oklahoma only got strong enough that you could actually feel them?
Yep. Okay. Now we're right, a little bit far away from them.
Okay.
They've been up by Stillwater and up by Guthrie, Oklahoma.
Gotcha.
Okay. We've been feeling them.
Well, that's the difference there, James. James, thank you for your call, sir. We're pretty much out of time here. Appreciate it.
Okay.
And we're down to the last minute or so.